You are about to listen to the undiluted word of God, taught by Pastor Chidi Eberi Nwokocha, Senior Pastor of Kingdom Disciples Assembly, a man known for his strong passion for leadership, growth, and kingdom discipleship. Listen and be impacted.
The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You know, the first time you see this in the Bible was in Habakkuk. You know, Habakkuk 2:4. And Habakkuk was looking at, you know, things that have been happening. Things that the people of God were going through. And they realized that it was not possible to meet all the laws and do things, you know, in their own strength. And they realized that the only way to survive is to trust God absolutely. And he made a powerful statement that the just can only survive by what? By faith. But the key verse this morning comes from Galatians 3, 1 to 14. Once again, the title is The Just Shall Live by Faith. Galatians 3, 1 to 4. And I read, it says, O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you, that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you. This only would I learn of you. Receive ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, and are now made perfect in the flesh? Have ye suffered so many things in vain? If it be yet in vain, he therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit, and worketh miracles among you, doeth it by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, In thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of the faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under curse. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. I'll just give a recap of what is happening here, then I'll go into the message. You know, Paul was talking to the Galatians. And I want to, this is my own word, I'm putting my own word. They have given their lives to Christ. Some of them were in Jerusalem and received the gift of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. You know, so it's like a Christian who they were running. They understood the principle of salvation. That salvation is through what? Faith and everything. They even got baptized in the Spirit. Then, I have a feeling that at some point, some teachers came in. You know, the way they watered down the gospel. And started saying, for you to receive the Holy Spirit, for you to do this work, that you must first of all become a Jew before you become a Christian. So they were trying to make the Galatians to now become Jews first before being a Christian. And what they were trying to achieve was that if you now become a Jew in those days, you will now be forced to keep all the laws. And if you keep all the laws according to them, that will not qualify you to become what? To become a child of God, and that will not give you access to the Holy Spirit. So it was as if everything Paul and the rest of the apostles have taught them, some guys entered town and brought a false doctrine. And that's why he said, "O foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you? I thought you were very spiritual. You said that in the spirit. You are smoking hot for Jesus Christ. And now you have been made perfect in the flesh. Oh, Galatians, you gave your life to Christ and you are running a race. And suddenly you have become religious. Oh, Galatians, who has done this to you? You that was in the spirit, spirit filled, speaking in tongues, demon slaying. Suddenly you have gone back to your vomit. Oh, foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you?" You know, Paul from here was really pained. And in some, he said, "Why will you go back to the law?" He says, nobody can fulfill all the law. Because in the law, if you fail one law, if you fail one of the laws, you are condemned. Even if you keep, if there are, let's say, there are 1,000 laws, right? And you keep 999 and you fail one, that one condemns you. He said, "Galatians, who has bewitched you?" You know, and in trying to convince them that that is not the way to go, he now brought in the issue of Abraham. Bible says Abraham believed God, right? And it was accounted unto him for what? Righteousness. You see, Abraham had faith before the law came. Abraham had faith before the law came. Abraham had faith before circumcision. And he's saying the same thing. If we are the children of Abraham, we can only be saved by faith. And it is also the faith in God that will help you to run the race. Because you run this race by faith. Praise the Lord. You know, it brings to mind, sometimes as a believer, you're a child of God, but you have one or two issues that you're dealing with. You say, "Oh, I will not do it again. I will not tell lies again." And the day you try to do it in your own strength, that day you will tell even the stupidest lie. "Oh, a womanizer. Oh, I'm born again. I will not do it again." But you're not trusting God to help you not to womanize. You say, "I will do it in my own strength." And that's the day you step out and you see the girl you've been checking, who has been telling you no, will not call you, say, "Ah, what are you waiting for? I'm available." And you will fall. Because by strength shall no man prevail. Paul was saying, if you're going to run this race and finish very well, then you must depend on the Spirit. Then you must depend on the Holy Spirit. And it's by what? By faith. Remember we said at the beginning of this year, God is a faithful God. You're going to say, "Lord, I know, looking at me, I am weak. Looking at me, I have no strength in me to accomplish this. But Lord, I am trusting you to help me." That is why his mercy is new every morning. So every morning, you say, "God, as I'm stepping out today, I need your strength. I have faith they're going to see me through this challenge." Is there anybody who has been in that position before? You say you will never do something. Before the end of the day, you end up doing it. Is there anybody in the house? Only very few of us. And the rest are very holy. Father, thank you for this kind church. Praise the Lord. But some of us will be through that process where you say, "I will never do this." When you say it in your own strength, before the end of that week, you end up doing that thing. Because by strength shall no man prevail. So the background here, you see, Galatians believed, you know, and we are already fascinated by the false teachers. Some of them were using magic, you know, a combination of optical illusion and Satan's power to deceive the people. There were false teachers trying to take them back to where they were coming from. Today, we have a similar thing happening to us. Yesterday, I saw on Facebook a church in South Africa where the pastor said the people in church should remove their clothes and be naked so the Holy Spirit can touch them very well. How many people have watched it? And people were removing their clothes in the cult, not church. And you wonder whether those people had brain. They have been bewitched. A lot of places that people go to, they are bewitched. And that is why you have to be careful where you go to. Some of the places, somebody says that they have to eat grass. And they all jump like dogs, or like goats. And they are busy eating what? Eating grass. Those are not churches. Those are occultic centers. Praise the Lord. Another place, somebody said, so-called men of God. Well, Bible warned us that the last days we'll see all this. So they should remove their undies. And people are doing so in church. That's not a church. That's an occultic center. That's what Paul is saying. How can you start in the spirit and not only end up in the flesh, now you become perfect in the flesh? And that is why that powerful statement was made, the just shall live by faith. Today we have all kinds of teachers. 2 Timothy 4, 1 to 5. All kinds of false teachers all over the place. 2 Timothy 4, 1 to 5. 2 Timothy 4, 1 to 5. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But what thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. God is saying here, look, my son, be step forward, teach the right word, teach the sound doctrine. Do not copy them, do not be like them. Yes, some people will not like the truth. Some people will not like to endure chastisement. Some people will run to where they will have teachers that want to teach them what they want to hear. Yes. Some people go to churches where they just say, the Lord said this to you. I say, hey! They want to go where they will tell them what they want to hear. If, like my pastor used to say in those days, if I begin to say, this church, you can marry 5 wives. After all, in the Bible, some people marry. I tell you, in the next 2 months, we'll be looking for canopy outside. All the people who have more than one wife, first of all, they will come. All the people who have been trying to divorce their wives will come. All the people, you know, all kinds of things will begin to do what? They will troop in. Because people are looking for preachers that will preach what they want to hear. That was what happened to the Galatians. They started in the spirit. But they fell along the line and became perfect in the flesh. Praise the Lord. So both of the believers were confused. They were in Jerusalem and were baptized in the Holy Ghost. And yet, they have not received the Holy Spirit by keeping all the laws. That was the confusion. There's no way the law can impact the Holy Spirit. Read the Bible. By obeying the law, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is sent by what? Jesus Christ. The finished work of Christ at the cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. The law could not bring to perfection because nobody could keep all the laws. The law could not work miracles. But they found themselves, they received the Holy Spirit. Some of them were performing miracles. And somebody now came and said, no. Before you receive the Holy Spirit, you have to go back and become a Jew. And that leads to looking at different distortions of Christianity at that period. One, what Amplified Bible says, Judaized Christianity. These are Christians who are Jews who have recognized Jesus as the promised Savior. Therefore, any Gentile desiring to become Christian must first become a Jew. They tend to add human tradition and standards to God's law. They tend to become custodians of the law, just like the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Praise the Lord. So this set of Christians, yes, they realize that Jesus Christ is the promised Messiah. But they now believe that for you to be accepted as a child of God, you must be a Jew. If you're not born a Jew, then you go and become a Jew. Same thing with us today. Some of us are Yorubas before being a Christian. Some of us are Igbos before being a Christian, right? Some of us are Hausa men before being what? A Christian. And the danger when we tend to put our tribe first before Christianity is that we'll begin to apply our tradition. Praise the Lord. To Christianity. I'll give you an example. Bible says, call no man your father. But in some cultures, the way they greet, when they sit, they will lie down. And when they lie down, what are they doing? They're offering worship. If you read their Bible, even when John and Isaiah, some of them saw angels in the spirit realm, they went to prostrate. They said, get up! I am not wanting to receive this. It's not allowed. You can't worship me. But because we have blended culture, tradition with Christianity, some men of God, as they pass, their members lie down. In fact, if you don't lie down, you are not loyal. That was what Paul was saying. Why are you blending tradition with Christianity? Why did you start in the spirit and you've ended up in the flesh? That is the problem with African church today. We've allowed our culture to overshadow Christianity. Men are beginning to receive worship. Some of them, as their men are passing, as they are passing, the people lie down and they step on them. And they will say, after Jesus, when he entered Jerusalem, people had to put clothes, but these are not human beings. Haven't you seen it on Facebook? They step on them. They have been bewitched. They have been bewitched. That's the first. Then, of course, there is what we call the legalized Christians. Christians who live by a long list of do's and don'ts. They don't believe that God's favor is earned. They believe that God's favor is earned by good behavior. Now, these believers here, they are like Christians who they have a list of do's and don'ts. They have a long checklist. They think that you can earn salvation by good works. They say, oh, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't womanize, I don't tell lies. Just like that young man in the Bible. I've kept the law. But Jesus said, there's one more thing remaining. I'm looking for the next disciple, you know. Can you sell everything you have? Give to the poor and follow me. He couldn't because his heart was tied to his wealth. So this next line of Christians believe that you can earn salvation. So they have a long list. You can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. And when they do this, they take away the Holy Spirit from playing his part. In fact, in some churches and in some other places, because of this checklist, the Holy Spirit has taken a walk. There are all kinds of what? Rules and regulation for the legalized Christians. Praise the Lord. They tend to make God's love something to earn, rather accept freely. This reduces Christianity to a set of impossible rules and transform good news to bad news. Because if you follow the law, you can never keep the law. Praise the Lord. As you try to keep one, you fail the other one. And you forever become what? Miserable. Praise the Lord. There's another group called the lawless Christians. Christians who live above the law. They need no guidelines. God's word is not as important as our personal sense of God's guidance. They forget that Christians are still humans and fail consistently when trying to live by what they feel God wants. This group is like what I call the advanced or the false grace preachers. They said because Christ had died, praise the Lord, they teach people, they say once saved, always saved. You can take a, once you say, I've given my life to Christ, that's okay. You can take a license. Go and believe in sin, no problem. They do things as they feel. They don't allow the Holy Spirit to constrain them. Because the balance here is, if you are a child of God and the Spirit of God is in you, the Spirit of God will constrain you. That's why it's called the teacher, the counselor. Spirit of Jesus Christ. He will teach you and let you know what you are doing is not right or this is right. But this group of people believe once you are saved and you are a Christian, they are above the law. They can do anything and get away with it. That was why Paul said, Galatians, who has bewitched you? Who has done this to you? You started out very well in the spirit, and now you've ended up in the flesh. 2019 is a wonderful year. And we say it's a year that you must trust God. It's a year that you must have faith in God. It's a year that you have to understand that God is a faithful God. Great is his faithfulness. It's a year that you have to walk by faith. Not just this year, continually. Because the just shall live by faith. When we say the just here, what does it mean? You know, when you give your life to Christ, praise the Lord, you are covered with the blood of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And now, his righteousness is imputed on you. So you appear before God just as if you never sinned. So when Jesus sees you, he doesn't see the sin you committed. He sees the blood, the sacrifice that he made. So you appear before him just as if you never sinned. So if you've given your life to Christ, you qualify for the just. And the just shall live by what? By faith. Praise the Lord. So what Paul is saying here, let's look at the Bible, Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. Ephesians 2, 1 to 10. He said, And you have he quickened, who were dead in trespass and sin, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the chain of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind. And we are by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened together with Christ. By grace are ye saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should do what? Boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. We are saved by grace are ye saved through what? Faith. It's not by works. So all these other groups emphasize culture, tradition, works, lawlessness. But a true believer is one who believes inwardly and outwardly that Jesus Christ that had allowed God to offer them forgiveness and eternal life as gift. They accept that gift through faith and are seeking to live a life of obedient gratitude for what God had done for them. They are led by the Holy Spirit on a daily basis. And they live by faith in the teaching and guidance. So this, the true Christian is the one who knows, I am saved by grace. I will run this race by grace. Right? And by faith in God. Praise the Lord. And the only way to survive is on daily basis to submit to the Holy Spirit. to submit to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. To submit to the Holy Spirit. And when you submit to the Holy Spirit, it then means that every morning, every moment, He will tell you what to do. And you will do it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So not just being saved by grace and faith in God, we must realize that we grow spiritually because of God's work in us, by His Spirit through faith, not by following special rules. Praise the Lord. We have to walk by faith. Abraham had faith, and it was counted unto him for righteousness, even before the law. So Abraham's children are those who have faith. You can see that in Genesis 15:6. It said, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for what? Righteousness. Abraham was justified by faith before circumcision and the law. God justified the heathens through faith in Jesus Christ, just like Abraham. You are here, you have not given your life to Christ. You don't need to go and do any spiritual bath somewhere to wash you and cleanse you, to qualify you for salvation. No. All you have to do is to believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for me. Believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by Him. Praise the Lord. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. You know what those people were trying to teach the Galatians was, you need to go back. Go to the temple. Let them kill animals. Praise the Lord. And so that you can wash away your sins. They're trying to make them to follow the tradition of men. But they're here today. Jesus Christ went to the cross once and for all and brought salvation to each and every one of us. And like I always say, salvation is a leveler. You are very rich. When you give your life to Christ, you start from where you start. Praise the Lord. You are very poor. You give your life to Christ, you and that rich man start the same day. You have equal opportunity. All you require is faith in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And the moment you have that faith, you qualify to be a son of Abraham. And in that way, because of that, you also qualify for the blessings that come from the blessings of Abraham by faith. Praise the Lord. We're not saying the law is wrong. No. The law just gives us a guide what God wants us to do. That shall not kill. But the Holy Spirit will tell you, don't kill. Praise the Lord. You see, what the Holy Spirit does is like He took all the law that we are supposed to cram and memorize and put it in our hearts. So He is there in our heart telling us what to do and what not to do. Call it conscience. Praise the Lord. But remember the thing, conscience and Holy Spirit, is that if you are raised in a particular environment and you grew up knowing how to do what they do, your conscience is limited to what you've been trained in that environment. If a child grew up where they kill people every time, he doesn't have a conscience when it comes to killing, right? Because that's what he grew up doing. But when you have the Holy Spirit, even if you are raised in the wrong environment, He will tap you. My son, this thing is not right. You have to live by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the law was so tough that nobody could keep it. The law brought a curse. Deuteronomy 27:26. It says, cursed be that be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them. And all the people shall say, amen. So anyone who broke one law is under a curse. You are here, you say, I don't believe me, I keep all the laws. Praise the Lord. But in your heart, you have immoral thought, you've broken the law. And when you break one law, what happens? According to this scripture, the person is under what? A curse. But the curse is removed by Jesus Christ. Jesus took the curse of the law upon Himself, nailed it on the cross. Praise the Lord. Colossians 1:20-23. Colossians 1:20-23. He said, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated, and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled into the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven. Wherefore I, Paul, am made what? A minister. Christ took all the curses to the cross. So it doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't matter what curse anybody has placed upon you. The moment you come to Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior, he has already... You know, I once watched a movie called The Sin Eater. The Sin Eater. It talks about Christ, how his atonement, you know, eats sin. The blood chops. When you bring sin, drop it inside the blood like this, pum, it will come out, it will process and come out white as snow. Praise the Lord. Same thing with the curse. Any curse, once it comes and have encounter with the blood of Jesus Christ, what happens? It comes out the other way, a covenant with Jesus. God will turn those curses into his own covenant with you. The new covenant. And that is why here, if you're here today, it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. It doesn't matter what the guilty conscience, the enemy is trying to hold you down. It doesn't matter what they have told you. Maybe they say, oh, in your family, this happens to every man or every woman. Ah, and you are afraid. Hey, it will seem to be my own turn. No, you have a new covenant. You have a new covenant. You have a new covenant. The moment you come to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you come into a new what? Covenant. And today I beseech thee, let me use the language of Paul. It doesn't matter what you've done. You started in the spirit. You have to remain in the spirit. You cannot go back to the law. If anyone here is bewitched, the spirit of God today will set the person free. Will set the person free. The spirit of God will set the person free. The spirit of God will set the person free. The just shall live by faith. Let us bow down our heads. That's distraction. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you? You cannot start in the spirit and end up in the flesh. I want everybody here to come before God. Maybe sometimes we have taken a decision. We will not do this. We'll find ourselves going back to it. Sometimes we have failed. And we blame ourselves. It's because we are trusting to keep the law in our own strength. We have not allowed the Holy Spirit to take control. We have not allowed the Holy Spirit to take control. We have not allowed the Holy Spirit to take control. I want you to begin to pray. Check your life. Are you still in the race? Have you allowed the doctrines of men to hold you down? But Jesus loves you. We are saved by grace through faith. It's his grace, it's his mercy. All he needs from you is to believe in him. Believe that Jesus Christ came and died for you and I. Have faith in him. All you need to do to run this race and finish very well is to, on daily basis, trust in his faithfulness. Have faith in him. I want you to begin to pray. If there are areas you've made mistakes, ask God for mercy. Ask God for forgiveness. Ask him for a new and a fresh beginning. Ask him to help you. You cannot go back to the tradition of men. Maybe you come to church and you go back to go and see Babalawo somewhere, sometime. That is starting in the spirit and in the flesh. Maybe you've given your life to Jesus Christ and you went back, you backslid because you're trying to do it in your own strength. It's time to return back to myself. Lord, I yield. I surrender. Holy Spirit, take control. For by strength shall no man prevail. The just shall live by faith.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been blessed. For more information, kindly fellowship with us on Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. for our midweek services and Sundays by 9 a.m. for our family services at number 209 Muriokola Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. Or visit us on Facebook at Kingdom Disciples Assembly.